For my money, this is the best song to see performed live by any band. 46-2 by Tool Live is the best. When Danny Carey just goes off at the end of the song, there's nothing better.
A couple years since their last tour, right? Are they done?
No, they're not done. As a matter of fact, there's a rumored Sphere residency that they're talking about. Which,
take my money.
Yes, I can't think of a band I'd rather see at the Sphere other than a Pink Floyd reunion.
Now, have you ever been to Vegas?
Yes, I have.
Yes, let me tell you a nice long story about when I saw Michael Jackson one, when I was absolutely blasted out of my mind. All right, so it is Rich, Ken, and Ted, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson. And we have an interesting situation right here with the Patriots. First of all, as I said, or as you heard right there, we are 90 minutes till A.J. Brown o'clock. 4 o'clock is supposed to be when everything gets announced, although that Myles Garrett deal was just announced.
Official with more picks than originally stated. A first rounder in 2027, a second rounder in 2028, a third rounder in 2029, and Jared Verse.
Good for the Browns.
Cleveland. Wow.
I can't believe the Browns did something smart.
Wow.
Because Myles Garrett hated playing there anyway.
Yeah.
They had to get something for him. The only problem is that first rounder, I mean, the Rams are going to be good for a while.
Right.
So you have the reigning defensive player of the year right now, the reigning MVP on the Rams. I got to think that they're, you know, if you take a look at their Super Bowl odds, it's got to be pretty good.
Oh, I think, but they're probably the best right now. I mean, they barely lost to Seattle.
Pat McAfee today just predicted Pat's Rams Super Bowl. So there you take that for what it's worth.
Oh, is that right?
There he did.
He's going Pats?
He goes Pats Rams. Massive year for May and McDaniels.
Ted, I don't think this team's going to be as bad as you think it is if they get A.J. Brown. If they get A.J. Brown and you got, and obviously they take care of this Christian Gonzalez situation, I'm looking at the rest of the AFC, and I know it's a tougher road, but I think that you're only going to see Drake May ascend, especially when you've got, you know, a weapon like A.J. Brown who's able to free things up. I don't think that's a crazy prediction.
I don't want people to think that I think they're going to be bad. I just think they're going to be the record's not going to be close to what it was last year. I think they're going to, you know, they're a 10-win team, maybe 11. I just think the schedule, and it doesn't mean that Drake May's taking a step back. He can still take a step forward and still have that record.
Yeah.
I'm a little dubious about the defense, the offensive line. I still have questions on. I think the start of the schedule is insanely hard. Three out of the first four on the road, and all four first teams of the teams you play are all playoff teams. I just think there's a lot in that schedule where I can see the Patriots getting tripped up and not having the same, you know, success in the regular season as they had last year.
Let me ask you this. Who in the AFC do you believe is definitively better than the Patriots?
Definitively, I'd probably say I think Buffalo is there. I think you can make an argument the Broncos. You can maybe make an argument the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. You could maybe make an argument that the Chargers are better than them. You could maybe make an argument.
The Chargers, that's a tough one to swallow.
I know.
Chargers.
But they barely beat them, you know, in the playoffs. But then, you know, Lamar, he's fully committed now. He's going to OTAs for the first time in forever.
New coach, though.
New coach. Yeah. But he sounds like he loves the offense. He's all in right there. So, you know, Baltimore, too. And then don't forget the Texans. I just can't imagine their quarterback playing as bad as he did.
God, it was so bad, though. It's tough to get that taste out of your mouth.
Yeah.
But then again, Drake was so bad in the Super Bowl. So, I mean, you know, I understand what you're saying.
Well, A.J. Brown is so exciting. But do you think, as like we've talked about this too much, you start to overthink it and get back into the injury spiral? Because I saw Doug Kide wrote this whole thing about they're giving up too much. An assistant GM told him no first-round pick is fair. You're getting a declining asset. No way they should give up a one. But it seems like even though it's a 2028 first, if that's what we think, if Schefter's right, that's still, you know, you're getting A.J. Brown. I mean, you need him, right? To me, it's worth it. I have no problem giving that up. And that seems less valuable, even though it's in 2028, it's going to seem valuable. But right now, it's a total unknown. I mean, we just had, you know, Haley's Comet almost hit us or whatever over the weekend. We might all be dead. So do it. But, Do you second guess the A.J. Brown thing at all?
I mean, you're not going to get – what else are you going to get out there that's anything close to this that feels like a
Diggs.
Physical certainty? Diggs is – A.J. Brown is a better talent than Diggs.
According to PFF, they were very closely rated last year, but obviously there's different things going on there. A.J. Brown was at the end of a bad relationship, whatever was happening. Still put up good numbers, but – different positions, you know, so all kind of things happen.
Here's what a lot of people don't talk about and realize when it comes to A.J. Brown is A.J. Brown is going to have the best head coach offensive coordinator, quarterback combination he's ever had in his whole career. Better than anything he ever had
at
Tennessee.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Better than anything he had at Philadelphia. He's not going to have a quarterback that's even close to throwing the ball to him like Drake May is capable. He's had, obviously, Vrabel as a head coach, but he's got a really, really good offensive coordinator here with Josh McDaniels. So I just think he's gonna be in the best offense with the best quarterback with the best coaching he's had in his entire career. So I'm expecting him to be as good as he's ever been.
Kide put in there his social media post from after they won the Super Bowl, which I had forgotten about. And it is kind of interesting. He writes on his social media, 2 days after winning, "After a few days, I've had time to reflect on being a champion. I tried to feel how everyone made it seem to be a champion, and unfortunately, it was short-lived, 2 days to be exact. I've never been a champion at the highest level before, but I thought my hard work would be justified by winning it all. It wasn't. My thrill for this game comes when I dominate. It's the hunt that does it for me, blah, blah, blah." So anyway, he's talking about like being unsatisfied after winning. The Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Love that. Love that. And by the way, I mean, that might be a total hardo post. Like, I don't
That's
know.
That's a Mazzulla.
That is. No, well, Mazzulla was just like, he's never happy. He was like, you know what? It was for 2 days I felt it, but now I want more. I love that attitude. And as I said, there's a difference between, like, if he said it, I believe it. But if, you know, J.J. Watt said it, I'd roll my eyes.
Oh, but he was
leave
upset.
My guy alone.
Leave your guy. You know J.J. Watt's a hard
guy. He is. Yeah. He smelled out, though. But, yeah, he was.
He had 5 targets in the Super Bowl, 3 catches and a touchdown. And he was unhappy because he didn't, quote, unquote, dominate. So that's a strange person you're getting. And I mean, maybe you're right, Rich. Maybe it's a good sign he's wired to, you know, to crush people.
Yeah, hell yeah. Are you kidding me? And that group needs a guy like him. They right now, you know, they're all pretty good. They're all good receivers, but the group will really come together with AJ, and he's kind of like the ace in a staff where you need an ace to kind of lead the charge for all the other pitchers on the staff. That's what AJ Brown would do for this receiving core.
All right, so let's talk for a second about Christian Gonzalez. He was out and about over at the celebrity softball tournament for Drake May this weekend. So, and obviously, it looks like he was happy. His
team flashed the money sign. Did anybody see that? He did at the Celtics game.
I did not see him do it there. Now, okay. I did see the Celtics game when he did that. And by the way, he deserves every dollar that is coming his way. But there is a question as to whether or not the Crafts are going to set the market, which they are going to have to do if they're going to want to keep him. It sure does seem like that. And what are we looking at as far as the money? I'm like guaranteed maybe like $80 million, 4 years, $125 million or something like that.
No. It'd be close to, I would think, a little over $100 million if for guaranteed.
You're thinking about 100?
Because Duffy got $100 million.
Oh, he did. That's right.
Right?
That's
so,
right.
So guessing the guarantee is going to be a little bit more than that. McDuffie's making $31 million per. So you gotta assume that it's going to be a little bit more than that.
$32 million, probably just enough.
The more I look at it, the more I'm starting. When's the last time the Patriots have given a big contract to a first rounder 2 years before they needed to? And I was looking at it, and I can't remember the last time. Then the last time they signed a first rounder to a second contract was back in 2017 when they extended Dante Hightower, who was drafted in 2012 in the first round. Chandler Jones, who was drafted in that same draft class in a first round, got traded, as we know. But then everyone else between Dominique Easley, Malcolm Brown, Isaiah Wynn, Sony Michel, N'Keal Harry, Mac Jones, Cole Strange, none of those guys even saw second contracts.
But also none of those guys are Christian Gonzalez talent.
I get it. It's just the Patriots haven't extended. They don't like to extend a guy, heck, in the first round until they absolutely have to, is my point.
Okay, so I will actually use your logic. What was the common factor between almost all the people you just named?
Well, I mean, they all sucked.
Also, who was essentially the GM?
Belichick.
Belichick. Belichick's gone. Yep. Do you think there'll be a different philosophy now that Belichick's gone?
See, I'm that's what we're all waiting to find out. That's what I'm so curious about.
I am suspicious, and it's never been proven, that if Bill saved a dollar, that dollar went to him.
Yes.
That's
a true.
Yeah.
So in that case, you had a guy who was incentivized to not sign those deals to players directly. I don't know if that's true. I'll trust you, Ted. But I don't think Vrabel would operate that way, to Rich's point. I don't think that's the case now.
I would not. No. I mean, just look at some of the contracts he did. I mean, he gave Ryan Tannehill a huge deal.
Yeah.
Down in Tennessee when Tom Brady was available. So, no, and you know what? You cannot talk about the players. It's all about the players. And then when it comes time to pony up to pay them, not pay the players.
They did pay Gronk on his second deal. He got, in 2012, 6 years, $54 million. So there were a couple people they made exceptions for.
Yeah, well, that was begrudgingly, and it was that deal was obsolete like within the first 2 months. I mean, that was a bad deal that Gronk signed. But yeah. they don't like to give a guy a contract extension 2 years before they have to, because Christian Gonzalez, he's been in the league 3 years. They essentially have him for two more years before they have to pay him. I just don't see him giving him a big deal 2 years before they have to.
You know what? The rest of the league does stuff like that. And so you're just going to see, you're right. This is going to be interesting because this is one of the first megastars that you have had without Bill Belichick here.
And you're going to give up a first-round pick for A.J. Brown here, we think.
Yep.
So you could easily get one back if you traded Gonzalez and replace him with a top corner in 2 years or whatever it is, right?
We shall see. Well, A.J. Brown watch continues. 4 o'clock is what we're looking at. That's what the rumor is, although that Myles Garrett one just leaked out before four, so who knows? But as soon as we find out, we will bust in and let you know. Also, we've got Tim Healy from the Boston Globe wrote a massive expose on Bregman. Does not make him look good. From people all around the league, he interviewed a ton of different sources. We will have him on in just a few right after this.